Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Christopher. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a neurotic mess and I live in a delusional fantasy world. And so that's why I write books. I've been publishing since 2000. That's when my first thriller came out. And the C. Travis Rice pen name, which I call an acknowledged pen name, is something I launched about a few years ago to be devoted to male-male romance. And so Sapphire Storm, the new book, is the third in the Sapphire Cove series. And that just came out a few months ago.
So we're going to talk about romance. And we're going to talk about, because that's my passion. That's like, I love it. I find so much joy with it. It helps me with anxiety. You know, it's all the good stuff, but there's a whole diversity with it. What was your decision to write romance, male romance, which we need, like, obviously, what was your decision to venture in to build this pen name?
Well, it was cooking for many years. And I think it started one night when I had heard about male romance, but I didn't know much about the publishing side of it. Mm-hmm. I knew that because digital publishing was offering new people opportunities to publish in new ways, that there was more of it being done in book form. Mm-hmm. I'd been aware of the sort of slash community forever, but I didn't know about male books. And so I had a huge bias and a prejudice, and I went in expecting to prove that they weren't any good and the authors didn't know the community and all the sort of stuff. And so I just randomly, as a result of Amazon's algorithms, ended up finding two books in particular, Driftwood by Harper Fox and Special Delivery by Heidi Cullinan. And I downloaded them fully expecting them to confirm all my worst suspicions. And instead, I was completely swept away by both of them. I just thought it was like I had found a gay cable TV station that was showing a wide variety of programs I wanted to see. Mm-hmm. And I got to a point, Driftwood was really more similar to what I had been writing. It was about men in the military. It had a more serious tone. It had a, I wouldn't say totally romantic suspense, but kind of a vibe in that direction. And I remember the sense of being halfway through and realizing that neither of the characters were going to die. Nobody was going to commit suicide. Nobody was going to leave. And I realized, oh, right, this is a version of this really popular form of storytelling for me, mm-hmm. for people like me, for people who look like me, for people who love like me. Yeah. And from that moment on, I started thinking, what would my version of this look like? Mm-hmm. And I really wasn't ready to pull the trigger for a long time. I really thought, you know, man, I'm too dark a writer. I'm too much in the world of thrillers and suspense. So I read a ton of romance, a ton, not all of it male. I read a lot of Nora Roberts, and I went back and even went back as far as, you know, Janet Daly, who's mired in controversy for having plagiarized Nora Roberts. But I really learned the genre and looked for the writers who I thought were really doing something that excited me. And some of them were doing male, and some of them were not. But I'd have to say it was the experience of reading the Dream Trilogy by Nora Roberts where I finally said, okay, this is a blueprint for what I want to do with two men. Mm-hmm. You know, the Dream Trilogy is all about a group of sisters who kind of orbit this hotel family in Northern California, in Big Sur. And it was all my stuff. West Coast based romance, atmospheric, beautiful landscapes, you know, that sense of family and found family that romance often delivers. You know, like a lot of the times when I'm reading a straight romance, what I love most are the friendships and the family relationships and the community at the ranch or wherever we are, you know, and it had all of that. And that's when I really sat down and I started actually taking notes, and Sapphire Cove, the idea was born.
And we got to talk about Sapphire Cove. What can readers expect from the series?
Well, it's really like my friend, the Lauren half of Christina Lauren said, it's Nora Roberts, but gay. it's not dark. It's not, some people call it romantic suspense. There are some suspenseful elements in it, but it's really like a classic paperback romance from the 80s with two male heroes and a more contemporary sensibility. And it really, I wanted to transport you setting wise. Like I wanted to, wherever you were, I wrote it during the lockdowns. I wrote the first book, I should say, during the lockdowns. And I might've been here in California, but I couldn't go anywhere. And so I wrote the beautiful beach resort that I wanted to stroll through when the world was terrifying and scary. You know what I mean? So that's really what it is. And I mean, I think the different books in the series has the structure that a lot of romance series do, which is you can hop on at any point. Every book is about a different relationship and a love story. And I think there's some enjoyment factor if you've read it from the beginning, but it's certainly not a requirement. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and each book deals with sort of different issues that are important to me. The second book deals with homophobia and bullying and addiction. The third book deals with aging and age gap relationships and what that requires of people. You know, the first book deals with various, like the what they call the tiered masculinity system among queer men, how some men who act more masculine get a kind of privilege around them. So those are all threaded through, but they're all absolutely romance novels, and they're meant to have a happily ever after and to keep all the promises of that genre.
I love it. Yes, you give us some joy. You know,
they have that's the job.
It's the joy. Like we have enough trauma. You know, like give us the good. Like give us like the promise of like a good thing. Like you know,
absolutely.
So what's your like? What can we expect from you in the future? And do we expect more romance? Do we expect more thrillers? Like what? How do you want to? How do you plan to juggle around, you know?
Well, the answer is all of the above, really. I mean, because I think that was the beauty for me of the C. Travis Rice name was that it was a way of communicating to the readers, okay, this is going to be for something different. So don't go in expecting the demonically possessed plants and the serial killers. That's a Christopher Rice attempt. So once I built it and made that clear to people, and people asked me a lot of questions about the pen name. And I, you know, like I said, I called it an acknowledged pen name. It was really about, I didn't want there to be any sense of shame around it being romance. That's why it's Christopher Rice writing a C. Travis Rice. But I also didn't want to mislead the Christopher Rice fans who wanted a darker experience. So to answer your question, now that I have those two lanes to play in, I plan to keep moving in both.
Very exciting. Oh my gosh. And so what was the process of writing during lockdown? Because you mentioned the first book, writing in lockdown. And I feel like writing probably romances might have been a very different experience than writing a thriller. Wow.
Well, you know, what was crazy is I was doing both at the same time. And that's why crucially important therapeutically, because in the morning I had to work on my mother and I were writing another novel together in her Ramsey's The Dam series, which was supernatural. So that was great. So it was sort of like you get outside of your body, since we were all so freaked out about our bodies and our health, you know. So there was that. But it was a dark book, and it dealt with World War One and death and loss and all this sort of stuff. And then in the afternoon, when I would normally be leaving the house or going to the gym or doing something or hanging out with people and I couldn't, I had Sapphire Cove to go to. And that was really how it started. And it was low stakes. I had no publishing plan for it. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I just did it because I loved doing it. And it was my reward for getting through the rest of the day.
I love the fact that we found during lockdown where it was a lot of uncertainty, we found these creative outlets that had no purpose, you know, at the time, like no purpose, no reason. We just did them because it was like, it was fun, or it was just like a respite, or just like an escape from how scary the news were at the time. And then see it fruition, you know, seeing it like a couple years later, like, here you go. Here's my
love. Yeah. And you never know, like something can start as a hobby, no matter what you're doing. And maybe it pans out like you're doing finger painting or collage. And then somebody else sees it and goes, oh my God, you got something there. But it's like that idea of surrendering the results so you can just be in the process. It's, I know it makes me sound very more Buddhist than I am, but it's like, you know, when they make the mandala and then they spend all this time on it, then they wipe it away at the end because the making of the mandala was about the making of it and not the end result. That would drive me a little crazy because if I made a really great mandala, I'd want to frame it or at least take a picture of it or something.
Yeah. But I think it's the beauty of surrendering the result, surrendering, like not attaching yourself to this identity or the expectations that this is how it's going to work. I think sometimes we live in a society where we either have to monetize our hobbies or monetize our like greatest side hustles and so on. And we gotta find a quick escape. And like reality is like I think lockdown pushes us to, you got to sit still. You cannot escape your life, you know?
Right.
And like go, then got inward. Like some people went inward. I went inward, but the other part is like allowing yourself just to be where you are, you know?
And totally.
Explore whatever it is without outcome, without expectations, without like knowing the whole results. You just had like a very small part of the image and kept taking action to get a bigger picture.
Yes, totally. Absolutely.
So, all right. So let's chat about some book recommendations. Do you have any books recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh, well, I always recommend my best friend, Eric Shaw Quinn's book, Say Uncle, which is a wonderful, it was probably the first novel about gay adoption that a traditional publisher ever published. It came out in the 90s and it's really big hearted and warm hearted. Eric and I do a podcast together over at the Dinner Party Show called TDPS Presents Christopher and Eric. And we talk a lot about true crime and we talk about our lives and we talk about stuff we're reading and watching and loving. But he is he's not only my best friend, he's my first reader. And he really he gives transformative reads of manuscripts. He can just see, you need this here. There's not he's brilliant at structure and plotting. And he wrote this book many years ago and it was a big hit when it came out. And I highly recommend it. It's called Say Uncle and it's available, I think, probably wherever ebooks are sold.
I love this. I love this recommendation. Yeah. Tell us where you can find it online.
I'm at ChristopherRiceBooks.com, but I'm also, as I said, at TheDinnerPartyShow.com, which is where our podcasts are. And then I'm really more of a Facebook and Instagram user. And I think I'm embarrassed that I always forget my Instagram handle. I'll get it up right here on the screen because it's always open on my phone. Christopher.Rice.Writer. And then Facebook, I believe, is Facebook/ChristopherRiceBooks. And that's really where I hang out.
Yep. That sounds good. So thank you, Christopher, for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.